Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now tonight, thank you for keeping America rolling along, especially our 18-wheeler drivers, the men and the women behind the big rigs, the over-the-road drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, our bulk mail drivers, Felix and Company. We heard from one of Phoenix's cohorts that works with him. And over there, I believe he said he was over there in Orlando. So welcome aboard. And he listens to us every night. And I appreciate that very much. The mail haulers, very important, those guys. And, of course, our suicide jockeys, the guys hauling the gas tankers with the diesel and the gas fuel. Got to have that to get around, even though it's expensive. And don't forget, you can follow us on our Facebook page, the official Captain's America Third Watch. That's the way it's entitled, the official Captain's America Third Watch. Go over there, take a look at all the different things that we have. We also can be found on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler, on Getter, or on Truth Social. That's Donald Trump's social website, as at Captain's America. And, of course, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. I realize that was a lot to say in a short time, but got to get it all out there because that's all the stuff that the people ask you about, and then I don't have to repeat it 25 times. Okay, here we go. Get ready. The train is going to play. I start right now. We've got the man, the myth, the legend, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, out in California. Hey, good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Oh, they're out there in shorts and a T-shirt tonight. Again, it's a picture-perfect, gorgeous night here in Florida. 81 degrees, not a cloud in the sky, and everybody's happy, as you can hear.
Yes, that's really
good. Or
great.
As you heard. How's that? As you heard.
That's right.
Yep. Yes. And there's lots of suntan lotion from today out there, too, it looks like, too. So tonight, the ones that were white aren't white anymore.
I'll bet.
All right. You ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
Of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two words. Under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And you better believe it. I had somebody the other day say, "You say that, but what do you mean? We don't know no religion here in this country." I said, "Are you kidding me? Have you ever read the Constitution? Have you ever read the Declaration of Independence? Have you ever read the Bill of Rights? It's loaded with religious terms in there." Oh, well, I didn't know that. I said, "Go read it and get back to me." So I'm waiting.
Well, I can imagine. Well, you know, the whole basis of Western law and so forth is pretty much based on the ideas already found in the scriptures.
Absolutely. Ever heard of the Church of England?
Of course.
That's the reason England was a country and whatnot. All right, well, got to talk about Uvalde, Texas yesterday. A terrible scene was created by a very disrespectful moron by the name of Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke, a Democrat who's seeking notoriety because he's running against Governor Greg Abbott down in Texas, and the polling numbers for him are horrible. That's Beto O'Rourke I'm talking about. Kyle, I want you to listen to this, and then you can tell me what you think afterwards.
Okay.
And at this time, I will pass the mic to Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Excuse me.
Sit down.
You're out of line and an embarrassment.
Sit down.
You are doing nothing.
Just give me a place to talk this over.
This is totally predictable when you...
Sir, you're out of line. Sir, you're out of line. Please leave this auditorium. I can't believe you're a sick son of a bitch that would come to a deal like this to make a political issue. It's on assholes like you. Why don't you get out of here?
All right, I apologize for the vulgarity, but I wanted to play it live and in living color. And we are in that time slot at night where we can play that stuff, and it's not a problem. But here's the problem, Kyle. Beto O'Rourke.
Well, yes. You know, Captain, of course, Beto O'Rourke, he's seeking to get some kind of recognition on this, try to get on the news. It's obviously working to some degree. But really, Captain, if anybody else had gone in to disrupt the remarks that the governor and then the lieutenant governor were making regarding this incident, this horrible event, they would have also been escorted out of the auditorium. What makes Beto O'Rourke so special? I guess maybe to himself he believes it because he's running for governor. But obviously this is some kind of a stunt. And remember, Captain, you know, the left is committed to try to repeal the Second Amendment overall. And Beto O'Rourke is using this in order to try to...
He wanted to get rid of the AR-15s and he wanted to get rid of the AK-47s. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. Coming back with more here at the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting started.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite And for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cami, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
You betcha, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday Morning Edition. And as you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their life. Now, he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow, either. Now Mike has gone and done it again by introducing his My Slippers line. Now, I just got a second pair of My Slippers, and it came at the perfect time for me because of something that's happened to me, a procedure the doctor had to do the other day. So slippers are the rule of the day when I get home because I can't wear my sneakers, my new orthopedic sneakers, or my orthopedic shoes for very long, especially while I'm home. I'll explain in a minute. But for a limited time, you can save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. That's right, $90 on a pair of My Slippers. Now, this blowout sale of the year won't last long, so you need to order now. And I'm telling you, Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors or out all day long. It's made with the My Pillow foam. Impact gel is there, too, to help to prevent foot plague. And the other good thing about it is it's made with quality leather suede. And, of course, it's got the soles. That's just like wearing a pair of light shoes, like wearing a pair of loafers. Now, you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. Use the promo code CAPTAIN or go to the website directly, mypillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and again, use the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, this offer will not last long, so get going, and order now with the promo code CAPTAIN at mypillow.com. Phone number one more time, 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, I'm going to explain a little something here. I've been a little reluctant to say this, but I'm going to say it. My legs have been swelling up for a while, And what I had going on with the left leg suddenly went along with the right leg. And I've been taking the relief factor to keep it fairly much under control. But it got up to the point to where I was really maxing it out and maxing me out. So they bandaged my, they took, you know what an ace bandage is, right?
Oh, yes.
They wrapped my leg like with a light cast stuff and put antibiotics all over it. Because I had a couple of wounds on the right leg, a couple of wounds on the left leg, and they put antibiotics on it, wrapped it all up. Then they took an ace bandage and wrapped that all up, and I look like the walking zombie with a couple of boot casts on, but that's not the way it is. And it's all I can do to get my brand new orthopedic, slightly larger sneakers on. But the slippers came at the right time.
Oh, good. Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're going to go to the phone, and we've got Magic Mike. From the, remember Magic Mike?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, that was Matthew McConaughey, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. All right, we got Mike from Clearwater on the line here. So, Mr. Mike, what's going on?
Hi, Captain. Hi, Kyle. You know, we talked about this yesterday at length, but I was thinking about it today, and, you know, the captain said we have to expand access to mental health, and I think that's the key.
Mm-hmm. Are you there?
If, you know, folks know if there's someone around them that might be a little odd, you know, maybe they might have violent outbursts. You know, when you go and post something and you pretty much say you're going to do something horrific, you know, it's mind-boggling that the police ignore it. Everybody ignores it. Now, there's probably millions of people that have some sort of mental illness that are harmless. You know, they live their life, they don't hurt anybody, and they're able to get along. But then there's the folks that everybody knows, oh, you know, stay away from so-and-so. He could be dangerous. You know, people know who in their community or who in their surroundings might be the one that you might want to stay away from. And that's where you have to, I think, you know, people have to get together and say, well, you know, if Johnny next door said that, you know, he's going to go to the school and shoot it up, well, maybe we need to take that seriously before Johnny actually does go to the school and shoot it up. So what do you have to say, Kyle? Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Now, let me start up because we're going to talk about this, and we might as well include it all together right now. The red flag laws are coming back in many states that talked about doing it. This has now spurred the red flag laws to come back. A lot of people are not going to be happy about this, but if you have a mental situation in your background and there's any doubt at all about you, that means they're going to come and they're going to take your guns.
You know, Captain, a friend of mine earlier today said, you know, that the Second Amendment, of course, was, something that we live by in this country, but was asking questions, you know, how did this person get to do what they did, basically. So I think a lot of people out there are wondering what is going to be the answer. We know that House Democrats are early next month, they're going to vote on the legislation that is similar to these red flag laws, basically. A lot of states already have them. We don't know if it would get through the Senate at this point.
Well, this is a state's issue. This is a state's issue. This is not a federal issue. This is a state's issue because at the federal level, it won't pass. It just won't pass. Because
no, it won't.
Yeah.
It won't. But they are going to, I think, be looking at that. It'll draw attention to it. But you're right. There's going to be something else happening here in terms of mental health,
mm-hmm.
and like with anything else, if you see something, mm-hmm. say something.
Now, this young man, and I've been reading all I can, I'm not mentioning his name, I'm not going to go there, but this young man, they knew that there were problems there. His friends knew it. He had a little small group of people he talked to on Facebook, four or five people, and the posts were there. Some people took the effort to go find him before Facebook took the post down and took him off Facebook. But the fact of the matter is the police were aware of this to a certain degree, and he gave them a 30-minute notice. He told his friends that they had in 30 minutes he would be going to a school and he was going to kill a bunch of kids.
Yeah, it's just horrific completely. But you know, Captain, what are we able to do in terms of monitoring these posts or acting on them. 30 minutes is certainly
well,
not...
I know what I do. I know exactly what I do. If I see something like that, I'm going to immediately get on the phone. I'm going to take a picture of it on my cell phone, and I'm going to send it to a detective or somebody at the state police or the sheriff's department or the city police. I'm going to say, this is what just popped up on the Internet. You need to check this out.
Well, exactly right. But by the same token, we don't know where the next crazy person is going to show up, or they may not give a warning.
Yeah.
So it all comes back down to what are they going to encounter when they come to a school, anywhere, any school.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be able to encounter a hard target and not a soft target.
Now, I want everybody to pay close attention to what I'm about to say, because it goes to the root cause of the problem. Folks, we can't stop people from doing bad things. We just can't. We can't stop people from doing bad things. But we can harden the schools. You and I talked about that at length yesterday. We can harden the schools. We can arm the teachers. We can put a janitor that's qualified. Maybe he's a veteran and he's had some sort of firearm training. We can give him access to the front door. One way in, one way out. The back doors were open at this school. And this guy came in the back doors. They never should have been open. Not ever. There should be one way in, one way out. And, of course, if you need to get out through the fire escapes, that's a different story. You push the door open and out you go. But they should not be able to egress anybody, any door other than the front door.
Well, right. You know, and, Captain, any other aspect of our lives, if we talked about, well, I'm going to harden this target, or I'm going to batten down the hatches so I'm more safe, everyone would applaud you. They'd say, oh, that's good. You really are taking steps, you know, to be more safe. In fact, I have a colleague of mine, and she's getting gun certified. She wants to be able to protect herself.
There you go.
Because she sees what's happening in the world around. But Captain, when it comes to hardening the schools, everybody says, no, this, you just can never do this. This is just something we can never do. But everything
you can
else
do
in
it.
Lives, yeah, well, of course you can. But
go to a bank.
Else,
go to a bank.
Well, exactly. But everything else in our lives, if we take steps to be more secure, everybody says, that's incredible. That's great. Because the world is getting more dangerous. But our schools, Captain, are number one. We should be hardening them first.
Well, you won't get any argument with me on that one for sure. And hold that thought. And folks, we're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood here. And we will be back with more. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
Democrat Beto O'Rourke, who's running to become the next governor of Texas, crashed a press conference on Wednesday and slammed his opponent, Republican Governor Greg Abbott. O'Rourke said the governor is, quote, doing nothing. Uvalde's Mayor Don McLaughlin told O'Rourke he was out of line and asked him to leave. Abbott said the shooter killed 19 children and two teachers before being fatally shot. In addition, he shot his grandmother and posted three disturbing messages on Facebook before carrying out the attack. Some relief is on the horizon for parents scrambling to find formula to feed their babies. Abbott Nutrition in Sturgis, Michigan said it will restart production on June 4th. Contamination concerns closed the plant earlier this year. The company has denied that its formula is linked to any illnesses. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Captain Matt Bruce here. I'll be at Moss Nissan with Tailgate Pro Entertainment this Saturday, noon to 3, in Newport Richey. There's free food, plus games and races on the big screen, and games like Cornhole, Giant Zynga, and more. Check out Moss Nissan's selection of new and pre-owned cars and trucks. Moss has inventory that the others don't. And for fall sports tailgating, the perfect solution for corporate game day entertainment, go to tailgateproentertainment.com. See you Saturday, noon to 3, at Moss Nissan, 19 and 54, Newport Richey.
Looking forward to that one, folks. Looking forward to that one. All right, I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix here. Kyle, I got a very interesting message from a listener up in Atlanta yesterday. I'm going to read it, and it's Kent is his name. He's the lead aircraft maintenance technician for Delta Airlines up in Atlanta at the big airport up there.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, and he says, Captain, I listen to you every morning driving him to the Atlanta airport. Appreciate what you have to say, blah, 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 blah. He goes on to say that he enjoys a lot of the different guests we have. He says once in a while their phone signal isn't all that great. Could I do something to try to improve that? Well, yeah, I got to tell them, these people with a cell phone, if you got a landline, try that first. Or call me on Skype. It's done because that's what you're doing. You and I are talking via Skype.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you're sitting in a room with me.
We try, yeah.
So a big howdy-howdy to Kent up there in Atlanta. Works for Delta Airlines. He is the lead mechanic up there at the Atlanta airport for Delta. And thanks a lot, Kent, for chiming in. We appreciate you and the other folks that we hear from on a very regular basis. Every day we get somebody new in the mix, so really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Yep. And, of course, here's, let's see, who is this now? This is Tony is chiming in here. And Tony is, don't know where he's at, but he's saying, A good show. Keep up the good work. Okay, well, fine. All right, now, let's go back to what we were talking about to a certain degree. I made a statement, and I'm going to stand by it. We can't stop people from doing bad things, but we can harden the schools. Make it so there's one way in, one way out. We have a police officer there, a school resource officer. We have someone else that's armed, could be a janitor, could be a teacher, excuse me, could be an administrator, whatever. But we have a couple of people up here to make sure that they're backing each other up. And then, of course, we make sure that the back doors are locked, unlike this one here in the school that was where he just came right in the door. The original report was he shot the windows open. Well, he didn't do that. He came in the back door and then started shooting the first people he saw and darted into a classroom.
Yes, exactly.
And that's where everybody was killed, was in that classroom.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just terrible. But, you know, Captain, as you said, you know, you can't stop people from doing bad things, but you can harden the schools. Well, I'll say this. What happened when you had the coronavirus that was spreading? Suddenly, it was job number one to protect everyone. And so we shut down the economy, and we shut down the schools, and we shut down the movie theaters, and we shut everything down because of the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Captain, this is no less of a major threat to our kids. And why can't we harden the schools? Why is there political opposition to that? Or why wouldn't the politicians themselves say, you know, this is something that, I mean, this sounds like the way to make sure that when you send your kids to school that they're not murdered. I mean, this is, I hate to be so graphic, but that's what we're talking about.
And then I'll go back again to what we talked about with the mental health issue. Mental health is a real issue when it comes to the problems that we've had. This young kid, there was really something wrong with him because he had lipstick he wore eyeliner. I mean, come on, you tell me that's not the average run-of-the-mill. I mean, the guy was a goofball. I'm using a polite word. I don't want to say what I'm thinking. The guy was a goofball, okay? And he wasn't one of the normal get-along type folks. He was an outsider trying to do something to gain attention for himself. I guess maybe he had a rough family life is what I'm beginning to hear, because he didn't hear about the mother, he didn't hear about the father, until sometime late yesterday, we suddenly heard about the mother entering into the mix, right?
Right, exactly.
So you're going to find
out. And he killed his, I was just going to say, he killed his grandmother, too.
Yeah, and you're going to find out that there's something going on there with the parents that kind of started all this. Now, it's not more gun laws that are needed, per se. It's enforcing the ones we have on the books. And when it comes to mental health, there can't be any ifs, ands, or buts about it. If a psychiatrist says this person has a problem and maybe we should just take the harm away from him that he could do to people counsel him, this, that, and the other until he seems to get better before he can have his dangerous weapons back. Maybe that's the way to approach it.
Well, in this day and age, and certainly coming out of the pandemic, and you had a lot of young people, there's no excuse, but there's a lot of young people who have had their mental health issues exacerbated. And so we don't know what we're going to find on the other side of all this. And so we have to be much more vigilant.
Okay, well, now see, I just told you about the kid's life. Here it is. It just popped up here off the Epic Times. Frightening details emerge about Texas school shooter's rough home life, strange behavior leading up to the elementary massacre. There were signs.
Well, of course there were. Of course there were. You know, even someone who's kind of a loner, they're known. And anybody, of course, who ever went through school, high school and so forth, you know, you sort of have an idea of who isn't really fitting in. And a lot of times they're kind of ostracized. You know, it's the way of the world in the sense of when you go through high school. But in this day and age, you know, obviously something has to give where there's an intervention of some sort, that we love our fellow people, our fellow classmates enough that we're going to say something to an adult and some action can be taken. It may turn out to be nothing, but it's better to say something.
Right. And, of course, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as I do every night at this time, six nights a week. By the way, we should talk about the Border Patrol agent who was the hero, who reportedly rushed into the Uvalde school without any backup to shoot and kill the gunman, and he apparently got hurt somehow himself. We're still not hearing whether or not he was shot or what the deal was, but he hurt his leg.
Yes. Well, obviously, he's a hero. Somebody just put everybody else's lives ahead of his own. His training took over. He went in. I mean, what can you say other than it's just a hero? And Captain, I'm hoping, and I hope I'm right when we can say that there's going to be more heroes in America than there are going to be bad guys.
Oh, there are. There are.
Yeah. It's yeah. just, you know, so by, and this person, I mean, he didn't know if he was going to come out of there alive. I'm sure.
No.
I mean, but this is the kind of person that's the best of us.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a new report out that shows the FBI spied on 3.3 million Americans without a warrant.
Yeah, we heard some of this, of the beginnings of this, just a little while ago. I believe this has to do with electronic data collection and so forth.
It does.
Yeah, and so, yes, this is a big deal. I mean, you're constitutionally protected from unlawful search and seizure of your personal effects and your personal papers. Well, your electronic data, in many ways, I think, can be seen as your personal things, your personal papers. So to have this happen is egregious, and hopefully, you know, there's going to be a major reaction to this.
Yep, and another yep.
Yep.
And
we got another one, yeah.
Yeah. And now, because we're coming up on the break here in about 30 seconds, AOC, good old AOC, has gone scorched earth on the Democratic Party leadership after a far-left candidate failed to defeat the incumbent.
Well, I hate to say, but isn't this fun to watch when mm-hmm. that happens?
Oh, I love it.
When she goes completely bonkers about this stuff. Well, that's because, obviously, they're not trying to put up a moderate candidate. They're not. They're out of touch. They're out of sync with what the majority of people out there living their lives really want. But what the AOC and her ilk, what they want, they definitely want that far left sort of control over everything.
Radical.
And yeah, radical is exactly right. And so you have to remember, they're not there to do business or help manage things. They're there to cause some kind of major change.
And thank goodness the candidate she was supporting didn't get in.
Right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, we're going to do the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Take a look at the weather. And if you're in the Gulf coming across I-10, you're going to have some storms you got to drive through tonight. So be careful. We'll tell you all about that when we come back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer, they're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Drive spell in a rising.
a lot of miles, Black Velvet. Haven't played that in a while. And by the way, guess who we played that one for, Kyle?
Who's that?
LJ.
LJ, all right. Wonderful.
Yeah, because LJ always said she liked that song. So guess what? Since I hadn't played in a while, I thought I'd play it and say, there you go, LJ, that one's for you.
Well, yeah, and you know, that song by A Lot of Miles, that's the most requested song for the Trucker Highway and Byway Report.
It is.
It certainly is.
That's right. Yep. All right, well, I'm going to read the weather here, and then I'm going to give it to you because we do have some weather to talk about. A slow-moving storm system will affect areas from the Great Lakes into the Ohio Valley, into the middle and lower Mississippi Valley, and the southeast tonight along the Gulf Coast. Now, strong to severe thunderstorms accompanied by heavy rainfall with flash flood threats are all possible. Meanwhile, record heat continues for the interior central part of California. And I will tell you right now, Kyle, looking at the Gulf down here, if you're traveling I-10 west of Tallahassee all the way to New Orleans, Louisiana, you are going to be swimming.
Wow.
It's
wow.
Really raining. Flood warnings and watches all along the area there, and some really bad weather up in the panhandle of Florida tonight with severe storms and a lot of offshore activity. So take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. As you mentioned, the heat in Central California, looks like some of those heat warnings, at least the heat advisories, have dropped off, but that doesn't mean it's not going to be hot. For example, in Fresno, it looks like they're looking at maybe a high of 98 on Thursday. And so hopefully we're going to be missing some of those triple digits that were forecast earlier in the week. Looks like that area might start dropping down. 88 degrees on Friday, 82 degrees on Saturday, 78 on Sunday. So at least it's going in the right direction. But still be mindful of that because it's still going to be very, very warm in the Central Valley. That's the Highway 99, Interstate 5, of course. But what we want to focus on tonight, or this morning, I should say, is that we've got some weather systems moving in into the northern Nevada area, also the area of Reno. This is going to head on up to Susanville as well. That's in northern California, down to Mammoth Lakes. They're going to have a blowing wind advisory along with some potential thunderstorms that can be generated from this weather system. But there could also be blowing dust. This is what the advisory talks about. So if you're out there coming across I-80, you definitely want to be aware of that. And then as you get out on I-80, if you're heading out of Reno, heading north or to the east, basically, by the time you get to Battle Mountain, you're going to get into the next zone where they're predicting the thunderstorms and so forth. And this is going to be in northwest Nye County, the Kingdom of Nye, of course, Lander and Eureka counties, and also into Elko County. They still are going to have gusty and erratic winds and possible thunderstorms over the next couple of days. So be aware of that. This is going to be all along I-80 till you get to the border with Utah. Other than that, we've got some hot, dry weather in the southeast part of Colorado and the southern part of Utah, so be careful out there.
All righty. Well, we'll take a look at Oklahoma going up by 35 coming out of Texas. You've got some flood watches up through there, some rivers over their banks in the low areas, so be careful. They had a lot of rain there in the last few days, so not expected. I'll go back down to Texas for a minute because around San Antonio, you've got a poor air quality alert. So that droopy, soupy air and the sand and the dust and all that's in the air is in the air, and people with breathing problems might want to take heed to that. Also, you got some fog down the line from Houston on down all the way to McAllen and Brownsville, right along the shoreline, right close to the shoreline. Then going all the way up into, let's see here, Minnesota, up there around Duluth and down on the Minnesota Wisconsin line right there in the far left corner of the lake. You've got a lot of flooding going on in there. We had a lot of rain up in that area, of course. And then we do have some lake flooding, Lake Michigan, down about halfway down the lake on both sides of the line there, the Illinois line and the Michigan line, and the Indiana line there, too. So be advised of that. Now, let's get down here to where the rubber meets the road. We've got rain, we've got heavy rain, we've got flood warnings, we've got flood watches, I-10, all the way from New Orleans, all the way across to Crestview, Florida, right now, which is just west of Tallahassee. We do have some, let's see, what is this? We just had a warning pop up. Okay, we just had a warning pop up here. I'm not sure this is either severe thunderstorm I don't believe it's anything other than that. But let me check real quick and just see what's going on here. South of, let's see, where is it? South of, to the Panama City, we have a special marine warning. Okay, we do have thunderstorms out there, and we've got some really rough seas, so you could have a problem there. Between Cross City and Perry, right there on the Gulf side, too, you've got another series of storms that are making it kind of rough over there. There appears to be a severe thunderstorm warning right there in the Perry, Florida area right now, so be advised. And that severe thunderstorm warning is still out to sea over there by where I just told you, the first part of it, Panama City, and it looks like as if it's headed in a northeasterly direction right now and might be making shoreline here in the not-too-distant future. So, Kyle, we got to keep our eyes on that for the next hour. I guarantee you there'll be something going on up there. But go ahead and tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, please.
Well, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget as well, Friday, May 27th, that's National Road Trip Day, and the good people at Pilot and Flying J, they are helping to celebrate with a $50,000 fuel giveaway in celebration of National Road Trip Day. There's $50,000 in gift cards available to help some 100 road trippers fuel up and conquer their summer travels. You can enter the giveaway simply by going to pilotflyingj.com. That's all one word, pilotflyingj.com. And when you go there and you want to enter the contest, you also want to sign up for the rewards program. If you haven't already, you can download the My Rewards Plus app and you can start saving or getting great offers. You can also start getting points on everything that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. And if you think that's a lot, there's actually more because of the, for the month of May and for June, they're actually pushing the points up. Normally you can earn up to about 4 points per gallon, but when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app, it's going to go to 5 points per gallon. So it's a deal you don't want to miss. PilotFlyingJ.com.
Yahoo! All right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and of course, Kyle Warren, too. But don't go anywhere. We're going to be back with more here on the Radidio with you all.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.